Due to our time frame, we're going to skip on to agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on Trinity Well Construction Contractor Award Bid by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, basically this is an action item looking for approval to allow staff to go into construction of the Trinity production well. And I've talked to you in the past about the test well and yada yada and all that stuff. But before we get there, I want to show you the puzzle that is Williamson County and talk about how this piece fits into it. Because there's a lot of discussion about areas in the state of Texas that have growth and are continue to experience aggressive growth. And what are the solutions as far as the water struggles go? And this is all part of that puzzle. And I want to show you that and talk a little bit about it. And it goes back all the way to the early 2000s. And what we recognized in the early 2000s is that there were three or four things happening in Williamson County. First of all, communities that were experiencing 10 to 15 to 12% growth, that was slow. City of Hutto, parts of Georgetown, parts of Liberty Hill, we're talking 25, 30% growth. The other thing that was happening was the construction of Toll Road 30, 130, and other toll roads that went from basically I-35 to the east side of Williamson County to allow for growth and other things and to help alleviate some of the I-35 congestion. So we knew with that toll road coming out, there was going to be extensive growth in the area. And then the other thing that was kind of lower on the radar but really concerned us was another highway project, which was Chandler Road, which took I-35 here between Georgetown and Round Rock and tied it into near Taylor over here on 95. And it basically took this area, which I'll refer to as Jonah Special Utility District, and turned it into a overnight high-growth area. So what we determined at that time was when you look at that map that we show of water shortages and you're looking at 10, 15, 20, 30 years out, this part of Williamson County had an immediate need for water. Not an immediate need for necessarily wet water down the road, but we had an immediate need to free up water and to treat water immediately. The situation that we found ourselves in was all of the water in Lake Granger was under long-term contract with the city of Taylor, 50-year contract. So we were able to go in and renegotiate a deal for the water in this reservoir and buy from the city of Taylor their water treatment facility and immediately expand it. And what that allowed us to do was to begin to meet this need along Chandler Road and 130 with this water out of Lake Granger. And that's what we refer to as the East Williamson County Regional Water System. And then if you've been on the board a while, you know, then we started talking about the new deep water intake. We went and got Water Development Board funding to do things like that. Once we solved that immediate need, we started looking at, okay, we've got other areas of the basin that are going to experience this growth. And that's out here toward I-35 between Gerald and Granger and Bartlett and over into Chisholm Trail Sud. And the solution was, okay, how do you get additional water supplies into that area? And there were really two approaches. I'll go back to that slide. One was to develop the Carrizo and bring the Carrizo in. We talked with you a lot about that over the last 10 years. We found ourselves in different types of negotiations with different folks, trying to figure out how we would bring in something that was regulated by groundwater districts that, quite frankly, posed a significant amount of risk to the BRA. How do you build a $250 million project and then not have insurance over the next 25 to 30 years and how much water you're going to have available? And that really led us to looking into the Deep Trinity, the Trinity Aquifer, which set right under Lake Granger and right under our water treatment plant, as a source of providing water to the short term, and short term I mean for the next 30 to 35, 40 years, to go back here into this part of Williamson County that is really just prime for growth. So that's kind of the puzzle that we're trying to build. By digging a series of Trinity wells and bringing in anywhere from 10 to 15 1,000 acre feet of water into this area, It allows us to further figure and take many, many years to figure out how you're either going to tap into the Carrizo or build additional reservoirs. One of the two has to happen. We either have to build reservoirs or we've got to have access to more groundwater. This is the authority's East Williamson County Water Treatment Plant that we purchased back in 05 from the city of Taylor. This barn is actually what we purchased from the city of Taylor, and it's an all-inclusive small water treatment plant with 5.5 MGD. It was actually put in a barn because back in the early 90s, there was so much crop dusting in the area that they felt like it was important to enclose the facility. And this is the additional facility that we built, another 7.5 MGD of capacity to move water into Williamson County. Right now, customers include the city of Taylor, Jonas Sud, Hutto, and then Taylor has three or four other small water districts that they provide water to out of that facility. And I'll go back and show you one more thing. As we set today, this water that we treat here comes all the way over into the corner of Round Rock near Cedar Park, and also comes all the way into Jonas ETJ just to the far east of Georgetown. So we're already moving this water that was just designated for Taylor back in the early 2000s all the way into central Williamson County. Where we drilled the test well is here in the corner of our property, and it's also where the proposed production well will be. This water will be pumped around the facility into a 30 million gallon storage facility that we built. It allows us to blend the water. The water from the intake from the reservoir comes in here, so we have to move this water around to this location also, so we get proper blending. And then the water leaves the terminal storage here and goes into the facility. So this really allows us to conjunctively use both water sources. Right now, today, Lake Granger's still in the flood. We wouldn't be pumping groundwater. But in 2011, when I was visiting with you all about chasing water because we didn't have the new intake, we may have been at times primarily on groundwater. So it allows us the best of both worlds. It increases our firm yield and allows us to add more customers to the facility that are going to treat and distribute that water throughout Williamson County. Right now, we're negotiating a contract with Lone Star Regional Utility Authority. They'll be the retail provider for that water that'll go all the way to I-35 to that Gerald Schwertner area, take care of Gerald Schwertner, Florence, Bartlett, Granger, a lot of that part of the county that's certainly going to experience growth. This is the well. I can have Mark come up and talk a little bit more about the well if anybody has any questions. It basically has a stainless steel casing. It goes down about 2,900 to 3,200 feet. We're looking at about 4,800 gallons per minute. 2,800 gallons per minute, which is about 4,800 acre feet a year, should we put it into full production.
Run about 5 minutes in.
2,800 gallons per minute gets you to about 4,800 acre feet a year. Is that right, Mark? Okay, 4,500. That's why I bring the engineers in. 4,500 acre feet, 2,800 gallons per minute.
Is there a groundwater district?
There is not a groundwater district in Williamson County. Yet. I don't speak for the county, but I know they're adamantly opposed. We went out for bid. These were what the bids came in for the drilling of the production well. Lane Christensen Company came in low bid, $2,900 gallons per minute, $2,900,000. Lane Christensen is also the company that drilled the test well for us, and they did an excellent job. I don't know if Lane is in Burleson County. They're a very large company, and they drill wells all over the state. Okay. Should you approve it, our notice to proceed will be in September of 2015, and it'll take us about 30 months to be in production for this well, and that's a really long time. But because we've had so many issues with pumping projects with pump stations and pumps, Once this well is complete and we're getting water out of the well, then we're going to design the pump and have extensive pump testing done so that we can better, so that we can make sure when we get this very expensive pump in place, it works.
Is this one well?
Yes, sir, this is one well.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the scope of work for each one of those, for these bids? I know the scope of work would be the same on all of them, but are we just talking about punching the hole? What goes into the scope of work that they're bidding on?
The well contractor will drill a hole to about 3,200 feet.
Is it on?
Is it on? Can you hear?
Yeah, there we go. The better.
The contractor will drill a hole to about 3,200 feet, and then he will construct a well down to that depth, consisting of 24 and 18-inch casing, and then 12-inch production casing for about 700 feet. He will provide all of the discharge piping out to the western side, where it'll connect to a pipe that will be bid later to take it to the reservoir. He'll provide the pump, the motor, all the modeling, all the engineering for the pump. Our folks will do the electrical work. Our folks will do the automation work. But the well driller will be responsible for the performance of the well and the well pump.
So we have additional cost for the electrical on top of these?
Yes, sir.
How much?
About $350,000 for the electrical and the automation.
Okay, so we add $350,000 to each one of to the prevailing bid.
Correct.
And then that's to deliver the performing well delivered to what location?
On the well site, there will be a connection of the well discharge piping to another project later that will deliver the water to the terminal storage
reservoir.
Okay, so
this is right on location. I'm right on the same site. Okay.
Right on the well pad.
Thank you.
Director Masterson had a question a moment ago.
And directors, let me be very clear. This is 2.9 plus 10% contingency of a $30 million project over the next 20 years to put four wells into place to purchase the property to get the water to the East Williamson County location. This is just a small piece of a much bigger project. And this also does not include, as Mark alluded to, the actual piping around our facility to get the water into the terminal storage. We have another 30 months to design that and bring that back to the board for approval.
So you're bringing this to us now because you need approval to get the well started?
Start the well, yes.
Okay.
We are still evaluating other land, other sites for potential wells. But this well will be dug on existing BRA property.
How many acres do we need for that?
Sure,
I will. Yeah, this is the existing BRA property, and here's the 300 by 300 area where we're going to be drilling the well. Future well sites could be anywhere from 2 to 5 acres. 2 is a minimum, 5 would be ideal.
And like in Burleson County, the Post Oak Savannah, it's two acre feet per year per acre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's no...
There's no groundwater. Those restrictions aren't here.
Can they put it in after the fact if they want?
They could, and if we didn't have historical use, then we might have an issue. Dave? Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave, you know, I'm the strongest proponent of finding underground water in this project, but you're sitting here telling me that this well's going to make 4,800 acre feet per year, right?
Yes, sir.
At our rate of $65, that's $312,000 per year income.
70.
Huh?
70.
70, okay. 300 and... Yeah. So this is a 10-year payout per well, roughly. 10 or 12.
Director Masterson, as David mentioned, this is a $30 million project that we'll construct over about a 15 to 20 year period that will bring somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 15,000 acre feet of water available to us at the East Williamson County plant. The beauty of having a water supply system like we have is that when you finance and the liquidity and the leverage that that water supply system gives us, for example, this fiscal year, we have over 300,000 acre feet of water under our system rate or priced at our system rate. This is a water supply system project. We fold these costs into that system rate. And even though the cost per acre foot, amortized cost per acre foot of this $30 million project is somewhere in the $300 to $350 an acre foot range when you amortize it out over 35 years, mm-hmm. when you embed it into our water supply system, the cost that we pass on to all our water supply system customers is spread over 300 to 400,000 acre feet of water and just not okay. over the 10 or 12,000.
Okay.
It becomes a very affordable.
Yeah, well, that clears my muddled mind because I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know, I'm strongly in favor of this project, but also where at the end of the tunnel does it start paying for itself?
And this is what we're starting to see.
Yeah.
The Allen's Creek Reservoir, for example, 100,000 acre feet, amortized cost is probably a little bit north of $200 an acre foot. This one is probably one of the next least expensive on a cost per acre foot basis. When you get into a brand new reservoir,
right,
or desalinization,
right,
you're talking about $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 an acre foot to develop those types of projects sometime in the future.
Sure. And this well's cased to 700 feet, you say?
Cased down to 700 feet?
We're cased to about 2,700 feet, and then we're open hole from there to about 3,200. Screen hole.
Just regular pipe casing.
Standard steel.
Not cement.
Cement grout. Steel pipe, cement grout, and then stainless steel from 2,700 down to 3,200 where the water bank strata is.
Director Rankin.
I just want to make sure I understand. So then the existing customers are subsidizing this because they're going to pay more than they would without this project. And so the people that are going to benefit from this project are being subsidized.
Correct.
And then that works out right now because this is not a lot of acre feet, and there's a whole bunch of acre feet over here. But as this goes forward and your incremental costs of new water go up, these people over here are going to be subsidizing.
Just
no, it's like the numbers change is in terms of this number of acre feet can afford to subsidize this because it's not very many acre feet. But then as you continue to have these projects going forward, we're not going to be producing a whole lot of new water at $70 an acre foot because that's what comes out of the Brazos, and this other is going to be greatly more expensive, the new sources.
But just like the Allen's Creek project will not benefit directly Williamson County or Bell County, which is where this groundwater will ultimately end up, but the system rate customers in Williamson County and Bell County will subsidize Allen's Creek just as the lower basin customers that will access that Allen's Creek water will cross-subsidize the other projects that we have going on.
I think if you look at customers out of, I think Allen's Creek benefits Bell County, but if you look at customers that take water out of Lake Aquila, Lake Proctor, and just Lake Georgetown, Allen's Creek doesn't benefit them, but in their system rate going forth in the future, they will pay for that project. And the definition of having a system where you roll all those costs into each unit. Yes,
and I think there's a higher responsibility that we have here too, and that is we obviously have a need to produce as much water as we can for the entire region, for the entire system, and be as responsible as we can in terms of the cost, but economic growth and supplying that economic growth wherever in the region is really our highest responsibility. We just need to make sure we're doing it as efficiently as possible. Am I right?
Yes, sir. And that's why we, later on today, we'll talk to you about the next 5 years specifically in terms of projects, and the next 25 to 30 years as well. And we'll show you some implications of how these projects, when they come on, what that does to our system rate and what we try to do to mitigate it.
Do other water districts, and I should say river authorities and water districts, do they have a system rate, or are they large enough that, because at some time in our past, did we not have a specific rate for different areas?
Up until
we decided it was unmanageable?
Until 1992, every contract that we had was different. And then when we tried to establish a higher rate to underwrite a very specific project, some customers disagreed with that approach, and we went to the courthouse and negotiated out a settlement. But that's what created our system rate approach right now.
And the LCRA does have a system rate.
That's typical.
Some river authorities do project-specific financing, and that entire cost is levied against the specific users that take advantage of that project. Others, again, like LCRA, have a system rate. Ours works very well for us from a financial leveraging standpoint because our basin is so large.
Other questions? The resolution includes the 2.9 that I showed you plus 10% for change orders, contingencies like that, so we don't have to come back to the board if we have any change order. That this is pretty customary for construction-type projects.
Read the resolution, please, sir.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and enter into a contract with Lane Christensen Company for construction of the Trinity Aquifer Production Well in an amount not to exceed $3,221,504.
Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Tallis. Second by Tesh. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanina?
Yes.